for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, November the 29th, 2019, Jerry McGee is the speaker of the evening teaching on double-minded. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And when they don't love me, I get hurt and I get mad and I get angry. It's all idolatry. And see, God doesn't deliver us from everything at once, but He wants to bring us to the place where nothing rains on our parade. We don't live in fear. We walk in peace. We're not angry people. See, those things, you know, it's not taught in the church. Those things have to leave our life. They're flesh. Most of what's done today in the church, even when they call it prayer meetings, is just flesh.
Amen.
And we've all been guilty, every last one of us. Anything that we think we accomplish and it's not out of our debt to ourselves, it's wood, hay, and stubble. Paul said, you know, after he talked about all the things he had gone through, shipwrecked and all this, and he said, it's always caring about in my body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be manifested in my mortal flesh. And that word manifested means that the life of Christ may be made actual, manifesting in our life. If we want to manifest Christ, we have to die.
Amen.
And then it says, so death works in me and life in you. If I stand up here in the flesh, I'm working death in you. And that's what's so sad, is because so many pastors or preachers and pastors are operating in the flesh and they're working death in their congregation. And says, so operating with two kings, two kingdoms. Also, a double-minded person is a fence straddler. Got one foot with God, or trying to have one foot with God and one foot with the world. And there may be an exception to this rule, but I've observed over my years of ministry that the word diabetes comes from an old English word meaning straddler. And every person, and I don't want to offend anybody, that has diabetes that I have known. Now, there may be an exception. You may be an exception to the rule. But every person I've ever known with diabetes is a fence straddler. Double-minded. Compromiser. And this could be coming down. The fear could be coming down generationally. The reason we cave in is because we're in fear. And those fears have to be dealt with. We have to come to the place that if somebody held a gun to our head and said, we're going to kill you if you don't renounce Christ, we have to come to the place where we'd say, well, shoot me, I'm not going to renounce Christ.
Man.
God give us the grace if that ever happens, in Jesus' name. And so for us to get diabetes healed, we have to get healed of being double-minded or compromisers. People that are compromisers, I can tell you, have an Ahab spirit. And there's always some Jezebel controlling them. A person that is double-minded can't decide if God is reliable and dependable and can be trusted. Doesn't even believe the Word of God, really. Or may even say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you know what? If God's Word says it, we better do it.
Right.
We better obey it. And nobody's perfect, and we're all heading that direction. If we love Jesus with our whole heart, we're heading that direction. And He tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, so we have to overcome this. So Israel, same thing with Israel, that they couldn't decide if it was Jehovah was God or Baal was God, and that's why they vacillated between two opinions. A person that's double-minded is not committed to that form of teaching that produces righteousness. It says in Romans 6:16, do you not know that when you present yourself to someone as slaves for obedience, you're slaves of the ones whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness?
A person that's double-minded is trying to serve two masters. Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters. Either he'll love one and hate the other, or hold the one and despise the other. For you cannot serve God and mammon. A person that's double-minded is not with God, so he gets scattered and he scatters others. There's a curse in Deuteronomy that says God will scatter you among all the nations. You say, well, how do you get scattered among all the nations? And that being a curse, through soul ties. Because through a soul tie, you get a part of whoever you have a soul tie with. They get a part of you, and you get a part of them. And that's not to condemn anybody. I mean, I can read scriptures on the eyes and tell you, it sounds like I'm not even saved. You know, because it says if anybody's got a defect in their eye, that's in the Old Testament. God will not take a sacrifice if it's lame or defective or blind. There's a scripture in Matthew that's real condemning, but I'm seeking God about it. But it says if your eye is clear, your whole body is full of light. If your eye is bad, your whole body is full of darkness. So I'm not condemning anybody. I'm just telling you what God's Word says, okay? So don't get condemned when I said that diabetes, usually, and the people I've known over the years, they've all been double-minded, compromisers, Ahab spirit, and they'll tell you what you want to hear to make you happy. They fear man more than they fear God. So that's not to condemn you, okay? Matthew 12:30 says, he who's not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. You know, we seem to think we can compartmentalize God and take a time out from him, and then when we have a problem, cry out to us, and he won't listen to us. If you don't listen to him, he won't listen to you. And I want to ask Deborah to read this last passage in Proverbs 1:23.
Proverbs 1:23. Turn to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I called you, I called and you refused. I stretched out my hand and no one paid attention. And you neglected all my counsel and did not want my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your dread comes. When your dread comes like a storm, and your calamity comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would not accept my counsel. They spurned all my reproof. So they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be satiated, thank you, with their own devices. For the waywardness of the naive will kill.
The naive is the simple, silly. In the Hebrew, that means simple, silly, and easily seduced.
For the waywardness of the naive will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But he who listens to me shall live securely and will be at ease from the dread of evil.
Now that's a good end times verse. He who listens to me will dwell securely and be at ease from the dread of evil.
And I'm telling you, there's a lot of things to dread out here in this world. Amen?
Amen. So we have to stay in the secret place. And when he says, turn to my reproof, that means line yourself up with the Word. Can you imagine a wife who couldn't decide if she's in love with her husband or the man down the street? Or can you imagine a man who can't decide if he loves his wife or his secretary? Is it no wonder why God demands that we, who are going to be supposedly going to be the bride of Christ, that we're 100% choosing for him or against him? And, of course, he wants us to choose 100% for him so that we can secure eternal life. And it's not, you know, salvation is not by works. But if you love the Lord, you're going to obey him.
Amen.
And it's going to grieve you when you don't.
Amen.
That's why he says here in James 4:4, says, you adulteresses, and of course if we pray a prayer to receive Jesus and our heart goes after other lovers, we become spiritual adulteresses. So he says, you adulteresses, don't you know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Any man who wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
Amen.
So both feet are going to have to be in his kingdom. There cannot be no fence straddling anymore. And so to have the mind of Christ, I have to set my mind on things above. Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on things above and not on the things that are on this earth. Romans 8:6 says, for the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Next thing is, have the same mind which is also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5 says, have this same attitude that was also in Christ Jesus. Love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your body. That means you can't love anything more than Him.
Amen.
Mark 12:30 says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. You know, love fulfills the law in the New Testament. Lay down your idols, the things that push your button, the things that make you angry. Lay it go. You know, like, for example, if there's something that makes me angry, God is teaching me to just say, Lord, I let go of that. I die to that. Jesus said in John 12:24, if you hold on to your life, you lose it, but you give up your life for my sake, you'll find it. And so you just have to let it go. And one prayer I pray, Lord, you see how these people are treating me? If that glorifies you the most, so be it. The devil can't touch me in Jesus' name. And just live the crucified life. Just let it go. So we have a lot of things to let go, don't we? Don't get overwhelmed. God drives them out little by little.
Yep.
Romans 1:28 says, and just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind because they had exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped the creature rather than the Creator. So that's it. There's Alzheimer's right there. Or dementia. Present your body to God as a living sacrifice. Romans 12:2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is the will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Make Jesus Lord of your life. 100% surrender. Surrender your relationships to the Lord, because the Scripture says that evil companions corrupt good morals. And it works through soul ties. The Scripture says you walk with wise men and you'll become wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. And, you know, what's so sad is the Scripture says light cannot have fellowship with darkness. And if I love Jesus and I'm walking in the light, I can't walk with darkness. The only way you can walk with darkness is to compromise. You never see the darkness compromising with the light, but you see the light compromising with the darkness. And God's not pleased with that. He said he didn't come to bring peace on earth. He came to bring a sword.
Amen.
I don't like being a sword, do you? Because it causes people to reject you. I don't mean being obnoxious. I've got a sword and I'm going to whack you. But when you're trying to walk in love with people, their demons are terrified by you.
Yes.
Amen. So make Jesus Lord of your relationships. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree and there be no divisions among you, but you be made complete in all of the same mind and of the same judgment. You know, like in a home or in a marriage or in any kind of relationship, if I want my way and you want your way, there's going to be contention and strife. But if we both can decide that it's God's way, there's peace. And if you live with someone that doesn't want to go God's way, you're going to have to stand strong and not cave in. Walk in the Spirit, and the way we do that is just live the Deanne said this morning, you have to live a surrendered, repentant lifestyle.
Ephesians 4:17 says, this I say therefore and affirm together with the Lord, that you no longer walk like the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind, but be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ephesians 4:23, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and then let your mind dwell on things that are good, honorable, true, lovely, of good repute, excellent. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honorable, whatever things are right, whatever things are pure, whatever things is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there be any excellence and anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. And then God instructs us in James 4:7-10, submit yourselves unto the Lord and resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Some of you are wearing yourself out fighting the devil. You are.
Amen.
And spiritual warfare is just James 4:7, give yourself to God and resist the devil and he'll flee. But there's many people that are just wearing themselves down because they've heard a teaching on spiritual warfare, so they're battling the devil all day long. If you don't deal with the sin that's in your life, you can have no authority over the devil. Give yourself to God, number one. Number two, resist the devil, and he'll flee.
It says, draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you.
And then make sure you're born again. Not just praying a prayer, but that you truly, there's been a time when God has so changed your heart that you don't doubt your salvation. The scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. When you're born again, nobody can talk you out of your salvation. You'll know that you know. You can't. If you've been born again, you can't even explain it. But you know that you know that you know that God's going to change. God delivered me immediately from cursing whenever I got born again. A curse word came out of my mouth. And I remember, I can tell you the exact direction I was standing, the exact place I was standing when I said, Lord, that doesn't... I wasn't even a church member. I got saved reading the Bible, and when I was in the kitchen, a curse word came out of my mouth, and I said, Lord, that doesn't sound like anything that should come out of the mouth of a believer, and God delivered me that day from profanity.
Praise God.
He's the deliverer.
Amen.
So make sure you're born again. Let the Holy Spirit take control of you. Years ago, I was teaching out in California, and I said, Lord, I was teaching on being born again. And I said, Lord, I know that all these people are not born again. I said, how do I teach people how to be born again? And he said, teach them that if they're going to come after me, they have to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. And your cross is not your husband, not your wife, not your bills, not your house, not your demons. Your cross is every place. Derek Prince says, your cross is every place. Your will crosses God's will. That's your cross that you have to take up. So why don't you stand up and ask the Lord, Lord, am I overcome or am I an overcomer? Am I double-minded or do I have a single heart for you? Lord, in Jesus' name, and I want to encourage you to keep coming to the camp. Every time you come, you'll be different when you leave. Your life will never be the same. So Father, in Jesus' name, I ask for the truth that sets me free. Am I a compromiser? Do I fear man more than I fear you? Lord, am I trusting you? Am I in your dwelling place? Do I have dry, dead bones and no breath in me? Lord, do I have two kings or do I just have one? Lord, I acknowledge that you're Jehovah God. Baal's not God. You are God. Show me if I'm straddling the fence. Show me if I have an Antichrist spirit. Show me if I have two souls or other places. Show me, Lord, where I have checked out and turned to a false refuge to cope with my problems. Show me if I have a place that I call the happy place.
or a place where I just don't have to think about all the things that go on in my life. You see, he wants to be your refuge. He don't want you going into a false refuge. He wants to be your refuge. And I'm feeling like some of you coming down that have had forefathers that were in slavery, there was a scatteredness, double-mindedness because your forefathers were enslaved, and that right there would cause you to be double-minded because you of fear that you have to compromise or you'll be killed or beat or whipped or falsely accused. So if you're African-American or have any forefathers that were abused like the African-Americans were abused, forgive the people that abused them and renounce the fear that came down through the generations that would make you compromiser or make you double-minded. So, Father, I, in Jesus' name, Lord, I ask you to send upon every person the fear of God, the conviction of sin, a spirit of repentance, and the truth that sets them free. I ask you to move upon them with your mighty Holy Spirit, Lord. You said we'll receive power after which the Holy Spirit has come upon us. And we will be witnesses in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. And just deal with whatever the Lord shows you and then sit down. And just want to encourage you. God, you're here because God wants to set you free. He loves you so much. He knows that we're but dust. I heard a man say the other day, we're just dust walking around with two legs. That he would even love dust. He loves us. I feel like the Lord, I don't have the illustration because I don't have the overhead, but how many of you have seen a potter work with clay? Is anybody has never seen a potter work with clay? The Bible says God's the potter and you're the clay. The clay, all the clay does is rest on the potter's will, which is a picture of surrender, surrendering to the potter. And then the potter does the work. And it should be a relief that you can't do it yourself. You've been trying to fix yourself your whole life. And you look at yourself and you say, clay, this clay is so junky, God's going to say, clay, chunk you. But God says, he's the clay, he's the potter, and you're the clay. The clay's full of junk. My clay's full of junk. Your clay's full of junk. It's the potter's job to take the junk out. It's the potter's job to mold and fashion the clay. It's the potter's job to cause you to fulfill your destiny. It's the potter's job to fire the clay, to mold it, to shape it, to move, to heat it. And he knows just what temperature to put you through. But many of you are trying to do it yourself, and you're trying to turn the potter's wheel, and you're wore out. Just give up to God. Just yield it all to God. Just give to God. And let me tell you something. Don't let controllers destroy your sabotage your destiny and conform you into their image. We're not talking about submission to authority. We're talking about people that have to control. And when they control you, what they're doing is, if you let them control you, you are living the life of the controller rather than the life that Jesus has for you. Does that make sense? God wants you to be conformed into the image of Christ, not to be conformed into the image of the controller. And your destiny will be sabotaged because God's got a plan for each of us. And if you've been a controller, you need to repent. That's witchcraft. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for letting myself be controlled by demons and other people. I just repent. Forgive me for double-mindedness. Forgive me for having an Ahab spirit. Forgive me for having a Jezebel spirit. Forgive me for rebellion. Everybody pray. Forgive me for rebellion, hatred. And Lord, I've invited you into my heart. And God, your love. I remember when my son died of AIDS. My husband didn't want him in the house when he was healthy, so he certainly didn't want him in the house when he had AIDS. And he had been in the house a week, and my husband said, I don't want no homosexual with AIDS in my house. It happened to be a house my daddy gave me. Anyway, my son forgave, but when he died, I thought, Lord, there's nothing in me that can love this man or even respect him. But God, I will live with him for the rest of my life. I would never do anything to sin against you. But Lord, your love, and I've read all the books on how to love, and it's not in me, God. But your love. Now pray with me. I invite you, lover of the universe, to come in and love people through me. in Jesus' name. I said, Lord, your love, and if you want me to love him, my heart's bankrupt. There's nothing in me that can love on my own. But God, your love. So you love him through me, and I can tell you God did that. Praise God. So, Lord, there's nothing in me that can love. But, Lord, you are the lover of the universe. God, you are love. And I invite you, Spirit of love, Spirit of God, to come in and love people through me. God, I ask you to forgive me for living the life of someone else and causing me to lose my identity because I've been controlled. Forgive me for being controlled, being conformed into the image of the controllers. I ask you to forgive me for witchcraft. Forgive me for being simple, naive, silly, and easily seduced. In the name of Jesus. Forgive me for hating myself. Lord, I ask you according to Ezekiel 37 that you let breath come into me. I speak to the breath and I say, oh breath, come and breathe on these that are slain. I speak to the dry bones and I say, live in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to make them one, even as you and your heavenly Father are one. I ask that you make them one kingdom. I ask you to bring down your sanctuary in their midst. Forgive me, Lord, for idolatry. Repent of idolatry. God, in Jesus' name, forgive me for being double-minded, irresolute, unsure of everything I think or feel. Forgive me for not having a commitment to your word. Forgive me for not believing your word. Forgive me for not believing that you're faithful. Forgive me for halting between two opinions. Forgive me for straddling the fence. Forgive me for being a compromiser. Forgive me for hesitating, being dubious, having two minds, irresolute, unstable, and unreliable. I ask you to forgive me for checking out into false refuges. Forgive me for having a place where I go that I don't have to think about my life. Forgive me for being in denial. Forgive me for checking out emotionally. That's false refuge. Forgive me for dwelling in false refuges. Forgive me for idolatry. God, forgive me for being deluded, having hallucinations. God, forgive me for schizophrenic personality. I forgive every person that's hurt me, traumatized me. Forgive me for not dealing with my problems, my pain, my sin the way you want me to. Forgive me for sweeping it under the rug. Forgive me for being a coward. Forgive me for fear. Forgive me for, I forgive my parents for that I did not grow up in a home that was ruled by you, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Forgive me for thinking I can take a time out from you. Forgive me for trying to compartmentalize my life. Forgive me for being unstable. Lord, I just ask you to give me the mind of Christ as I choose to crucify my life, as I choose to present my body to you, Lord, as a living sacrifice. Forgive me for rebellion. Forgive me for witchcraft. I renounce my mom's mind, my dad's mind, my step-parents' mind, my parents' mind, the people that raised me. And you know what? If you grew up watching movies and demonic stuff, you know, there's parents that let their kids let a TV train up their kids. You don't think that's doing something to their mind, causing them to be scattered? So, Lord, forgive me for not setting my mind on evil. Forgive me for being unbelieving. Like a ship driven of the wind and tossed. Forgive me for being lukewarm. not hot or cold, but just lukewarm. Lord, I don't want to be spit out of your mouth. Forgive me for being ever learning and never getting it, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Forgive me for rejecting repentance. Forgive me for thinking that because I've received you as my Savior, I can live any old way I want to, when I've been living lifestyles that will send me to hell according to the Word of God. Forgive me for not loving the truth. I ask you to give me a love of the truth so that I can be saved and not be sent a strong delusion. Forgive me for giving heed to doctrines of demons and seducing spirits. Forgive me for listening to these voices I'm hearing. Forgive me for listening to any voice that's not your voice, Lord. Forgive me for battling the devil all the time and not dealing with my sin, which is why the demons are after me. Lord, I've been wearing myself out. Lord, I get on the potter's wheel and I come under your control. And Lord, from this day forward, I'm your problem. Forgive me for wearing myself out, trying to fix myself. I can't fix myself. I'm but dust. Forgive me for halting between two opinions. I make you, God, Jehovah. I ask you to remove the deluding influence. Forgive me for giving heed to doctrines of demons and seducing spirits. I've been falling away from the faith. Forgive me for living for this world. Somebody said it earlier. I don't know who said it. Maybe it was Deborah. Are you dying to live? Are you living to die? We go through this world just living and then end up dying. If we live a life of death, then we can truly live in eternity forever and ever and ever and ever. That's what I'm focused on. I so thank God that He gave me a perspective to want to live for eternity and not for now. There's nothing in this world that interests me anymore, honestly. But, you know, I'm almost 81 years old, so it took a few years. I can remember when I go through a mall, everything I saw I wanted. And now I can walk through one and not see one thing I want. That's deliverance. It is. Lord, forgive me for fearing man more than I fear you. I've been snared. I break the snare in Jesus' name. Forgive me for having two kingdoms, two kings. I make you, Jesus, my king. Bring down your dwelling place in my midst. Forgive me for straddling the fence. I break the power of diabetes that came in through straddling the fence in Jesus' name. I break the power of fear of man. Man-pleasing demons, in Jesus' name. Compromise, I command you to go, in Jesus' name. You're a good God. Forgive me for not being committed to your word. Forgive me for not being committed to the truth. Forgive me for not being committed to you, Jesus. Forgive me for being a spiritual adulteress, loving the world. Wanting to be a friend of the world, which is, I've been an enemy of yours, Lord. I just ask you to forgive me. Forgive me for exchanging the truth of God for a lie, in worshiping the creature rather than the Creator. Forgive me for trying to serve two masters. Forgive me for scattering and being scattered. Having two masters, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for not being for you, which makes me against you. Forgive me for not gathering and instead being scattered. I ask you to forgive me for disobedience to your voice and your commandments that would cause me to be scattered among all the nations of the earth. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for thinking I can take a time out from you. Forgive me for thinking it's funny that I'm a sinner. Forgive me for not being sober-minded and serious about the things of God. Forgive me for not being committed. Lord, I set my affections on things above, not on things of this earth. Forgive me for not having your mindset. Forgive me for having a mindset on the flesh and not a mindset on life and peace. Forgive me for not having the same mind which was also in Christ Jesus. Forgive me for not loving you with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and my neighbor as myself. Lord, I lay down my idols, everything that makes me mad, everything that makes me fearful. I do like Abraham did Isaac. Lord, it didn't sound like a good thing to take your son up the mountain and kill him. But Lord, I take these idols of fear and anger and the things that depress me and hurt me, and I let them go. Let them go means you let them go. Lord, I choose to lay down my life that I might find it. Forgive me for holding on to my life. I present my body to you, Lord, as a living sacrifice so I can be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Forgive me for being conformed to this world, but not being transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I might prove what your will is, that perfect, what is perfect and good and acceptable. I make you the Lord of my life over my relationships. I break soul ties with every ungodly person that I've been hanging with. In Jesus' name, forgive me for running with the wrong kind of friends. And Lord, forgive me for not walking in the Spirit through dying to myself. Forgive me for living like the Gentiles live and walking in the futility of my mind, walking in a way that's not good, following after my own rebellious thoughts. Forgive me for being, Lord, I choose to be renewed in the spirit of my mind. And Lord, I ask you to let your word dwell in me richly. Give me a hunger for the word of God. Give me a desire for the word of God. God, give me a desire to go higher with you and not be just complacent and to be satisfied in this complacency. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for wallowing in my stuff rather than finding the answer so that I can overcome the problems I have. Thank you that, God, thank you that you want every problem in my life to be solved. Thank you, God, that you're a problem-solving God, not one that wants me to wallow in my mess. Give me, Lord, I ask you to take them out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and set their feet on the rock in Jesus' name. Lord, forgive me for not thinking on what's right and pure and lovely and whatever is good repute. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me for escaping through books and escaping through TV and Internet. Forgive me for not thinking on what's excellent and worthy of praise. And Lord, I submit myself to you. I resist the devil, and he has to flee. I draw near to you, and you will draw near to me. Forgive me for haughtiness that would cause you to see me from afar. Lord, I wash my hands. Thank you that if I confess my sin, you're faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I purify my heart through the blood of Jesus. Lord, I humble myself before you, and you said you'll exalt me. And Lord, if I don't know that I know that I know that I know that I'm saved, I ask you, God, to save my soul. And forgive me that when I accepted you, I kept on living the same old way. Lord, I want to be born again. I invite your Holy Spirit to possess my body and drive out every demonic spirit in Jesus' name. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. I come against every demonic spirit that came in through the sins they've confessed. Double-mindedness, you have to go. I speak to the breath and I say, oh, breath, come and breathe on these that are slain. I speak to these dry, dead bones and I say, live. I break the power of idolatry. I break the power of death. I break the power of bone problems, breath problems, lung problems. Come out now in Jesus' name. Diabetes, come out. Double-mindedness, come out. Sorcery, witchcraft, antichrist, come out. Fear of man, fear of failure, fear of disapproval, come out. Fear, coward spirits, come out. A cowardly and unbelieving will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's what the Bible says. In Jesus' name, Lord, I ask you to undergird them with your strength. Thank you that when they're dead, they have your strength. Thank you that when they're dead, they have your mind. Thank you that when they're dead, When they're dead, they have your empowerment.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that when they're dead, they're not a failure. You cannot, did you know that when you crucify your life, you cannot fail? Did you know you cannot fail? Hallelujah. That's a promise. All we have to do is die. Praise God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Lord, I pray for grace. I ask you to impart grace. I ask you to impart honor. I ask you to impart respect. I ask you to impart hunger and thirst for the Word of God. I ask you to impart peace. I ask you to impart love, victory, overcoming. I ask you, Lord, to impart a sound mind, a single heart. God, I ask you to come down from heaven right now and touch every life. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Lord, I pray that no person will go home like they came, including me. In Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. Praise you, Lord. I come against fear, doubt, unbelief, every lie that the Word of God's not true, every antichrist spirit that doesn't believe the Word of God, all spirits of compliance, simple-minded, silly, easily seduced, rejection, fear of man, fear of failure, fear of disapproval, fear of doing it wrong, fear of making a mistake, fear that you're not going to do everything perfect, perfectionism, come out. In Jesus' name, hatred, come out. Murder, come out. Revenge, come out. Meanness, hatred, viciousness, come out. Pain, come out. I command in the name of Jesus, the spirit of the beast. Lord, forgive me for worshiping the beast that would cause me to gnaw my tongue in pain. Forgive me for worshiping the beast in the name of Jesus. All spirits of plagues, worshiping the beast. All the spirits of the beast, come out. All torment, all unforgiveness, come out now. All deception, delusion, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power in the name of Jesus. We break bitterness, resentment, anger, hostility, come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all spirits that came in through slavery, come out now. All double-mindedness that came down through being forced to obey even when it was wrong, I break it in Jesus' name. Praise you, mighty God. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. All sickness, distress, disease, cancer, come out. Pornography, homosexuality, adultery, fornication, sensuality, come out now. All the demons of masturbation, all the spirits in their hands, in their privates, in their eyes, all spirits of blindness, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Without you, we would be hopeless. Without you, we'd surely fail. Without you, we would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Lord, fill me with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Lord, make them one, even as you and your heavenly Father are one. Bless the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you more.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.